Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you because I've got a question. Is eating out a luxury? So it sure looks like it is again. So, a lot to cover today. Before I get into it, like the video, subscribe to the channel. Today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold, and I will cover them later. We just experienced a couple days ago the most expensive Valentine's Day on record. So if you fell into that trap and you went out to dinner, you noticed that prices were sky high. And this is extended to every industry, every restaurant. Yes, there's deals out there, but the average person cannot afford to go out right now. It is getting ridiculous. Now, back up a second. During the pandemic, when everything went down, prices at restaurants were actually a deal. You could go to a restaurant and eat cheaper than you could at eating at your own house. And in about 2021, when inflation took off, it changed, it shifted. And this happened globally. It happened in Canada, it happened in the UK. And I've had so many people write me lately about this very thing. And eating in a restaurant has gotten outrageous. And it doesn't matter. There is no discount restaurants anymore. Fast food is through the roof. And you're seeing that the average price to go out to a restaurant and have, you know, meat on your plate is outrageous. Chicken, through the roof. Fish, forget about it. Steak, what are you thinking of, okay? It's gotten completely out of control. Now, the thing about this is that it makes no difference where you're eating because the value has gotten more and more expensive. You do not get more for less. You're getting so much less for such a higher price. And they're cutting things back all over the place. If you go to a luxury restaurant, the portions are smaller than ever. And for any of you that have traveled or do business or anything like that, it is shocking what things cost. Now, someone that's dating, okay, and you go out and you take a woman on a date and you've got a glass of wine that's $25 at a regular restaurant, oh, okay, enjoy. You know what I mean? It is outrageous. I don't know how people afford this. I really don't. So with that being said, you're seeing it go up and up and up and up and up. Now, here's the thing. More and more people are switching and electing to eat at home now more than ever. And eating out is a luxury. But the problem with it is when you go out, you're not getting the value. You're not getting a good deal or an experience anymore. You're getting less. And so many people in Canada have written me and complained about this, Dan. It's just the service is awful. And being in the dead of winter right now, you're getting less, and who wants to go out and fight this? When we were locked in our homes, we did everything we could to get outside. Now, it's like, why bother? Why go out and pay these prices? Now, the thing about this is that I had someone from the UK, a writer from the UK, send me a great story from the Financial Times talking about who can afford these restaurants, who can afford to go out, and who can afford, you know, a $95 average meal. Forget, you know, something luxury, just 95 pounds, by the way. So it's like 125, 120 bucks in that range. When you think about this and you look at all the different prices, the person in the UK brought up such a great point. The lie that they're being told in the UK is that inflation is only 10% when they know it was at 18%. So again, they're paying the prices. You're buying vegetables. When tomato prices went through the roof, when egg prices went through the roof, people notice this stuff. We're not going to eat breakfast right now. We'll just eat a couple meals a day. We'll cut back. This is crazy right now that people are doing this. You're going to see between now and 4th of July, hundreds of restaurants here in the United States go out of business. It's going to happen because they cannot afford the increased expense. With the stuff I found out today, I mean, this is crazy, the stuff that we're being told. The wages. There's a woman running for California State Senator that wants to have wages for the average fast food worker be a minimum of $50 an hour. Just think of how happy they would be. Yeah, they'd be ecstatic making, you know, $2,000 a week. Okay, they'd be thrilled doing that. But the problem with it is that you couldn't run a restaurant that way. You couldn't run any business if you paid people that. You're going to see such a problem with what's coming in April, where you have $20 an hour. That's the kiss of death for these places. You haven't seen anything yet when it comes to this. But what I'm being told is that more and more people are not electing to eat out. My single friends that are like, oh, I gotta go out on Valentine's Day, were dreading it because of how expensive it was. And even though they have set menus at these restaurants, they're ridiculous. You know, $125 a person to eat a meal? I'm kidding, okay? Forget it, okay? It's outrageous. But when you look at the price of vegetables, let's start with that. The price of, cucumbers have gone through the roof, the price of tomatoes, everything. It's just nuts. And with that, it's making it too expensive to go out and eat. When does it turn? Okay, we're being told, oh, inflation's turning the corner. And I get the naysayers and, oh, you're so negative, Dan. You just don't get it. No, it's ridiculous, guys. You don't get it. You don't get that people can't afford these prices. They just can't. And what they're gonna do is not go out and eat. Now, I myself, being a single man, okay, and a little bit of money, I can do whatever the hell I want, but I don't. I elect not to do it, okay? And it's too expensive to eat out. There used to be discount places to take, to go and pick up a meal and take it home. And they had like prime rib specials for $11.95. I went to that one restaurant the other day. It was $29 for the discount prime rib. Oh my God, that is outrageous, man. Yeah, you get soup, you get salad, you get a baked potato with it. You take it home. Who cares? It's too much money for that. No, compare that to a regular restaurant, that would be $75. It's an absolute deal, and I understand that. But when do you turn it down? When do you stop and say, enough is enough, I can't afford this? Now, I went on a field trip for you guys. Take a look at this, okay? Because this one, this says it all. Take a look at this. They got Filet-O-Fish Fridays coming back too. It's so expensive to eat out. One person. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Okay. So I'm a quarter pounder with cheese, okay? Now, one thing about McDonald's, if you order anything custom, anything on the menu, they have to make it fresh. That's secret number one, okay? That right there. $14.48, guys. $14.48 now. How does a family, $30 for two people, you bring the kids out, let's say they don't eat like this, they eat Happy Meals. Happy Meals are now $7.50 now. So you've got, you know, $45 to feed a family. How is that reasonable? It's so expensive. I don't get it. And I know you're gonna, oh, don't eat that. Don't put that in your mouth. I'm gonna eat it, okay? But remember when it used to be good, guys, that McDonald's was a treat? And it was a deal, and it was fantastic. Now, I got the large unsweetened iced tea, and it was the upcharge for 10 cents. But, you know, guys, it's too expensive right now. This is just a perfect example of how dining out is a luxury. People cannot afford this right now. Remember when this used to look great, and it just was like, oh my gosh, I gotta get that. Unbelievable. Okay? $15, guys. 15 bucks. Why is it me that does not look appetizing at all? I have probably shortened my life by like 6 minutes. Okay, you know what I should do? I should probably finish this meal with a cigarette and really, really hammer it home. But share your thoughts on this one, guys. Oh, not what it used to be, guys. Not what it used to be. So as I was walking out, I spoke to a manager and I said, you know, how bad is it? Do people complain about the prices? He says, all the time. And they're constantly going up. A few pennies here, a few pennies there. He said, but wait until April 1st. And I said, oh, that's the minimum wage. He says, yeah, minimum wage for all of his staff goes to a minimum of $20 an hour. He says, it's gonna make the price of these burgers go up by dollars. He goes, we're never gonna see it, but it's gonna be very interesting to see the price shoot up. And that's what's gonna happen. So anyways, guys, it's just not a deal anymore. You know, dining out is a luxury. Don't forget that. Now that's just the beginning, because What this manager told me was very clear. People are complaining about the prices on a regular basis. This is outrageous. It's gone up since yesterday. He told me when April 1st hits and the minimum wage jumps to $20 an hour, the workers are going to be thrilled, but you're going to see less and less of these people around, and that's going to create a major problem, but it's going to make the prices go through the roof. No way to eliminate that. Now, Boston Market. Remember, Boston Market at one point had over 600 locations. They were Boston Chicken at first. They went public. They did some shenanigans in their numbers. They filed bankruptcy. They reopened, you know, consolidated the company. We're a strong company for a while, but now they're a mess. One of their largest franchisee, Jay Pandia, this guy filed bankruptcy in December. And the bankruptcy court said, you have 2 weeks to come up with a plan or we're going to dismiss the bankruptcy. He didn't come up with a plan. They dismissed the bankruptcy. Think about this. Boston Market is in such a mess right now that the retail, a retail dive, which is the restaurant retail, you know, book that everybody reads and gets news stories from, cannot determine how many Boston Markets are open as of the making of this video. They said a year ago there were just over 200, and they don't know how many are left. So here in California, I can't find one. Everything I know of is off, closed. A number of them are closed. One in Tustin, California, closed a year ago. They ripped down all the paperwork and had the Help Wanted sign, and people were like, hey, are you guys going to reopen again? We don't know if they were ever going to reopen. We just know that they got sick of having the paper on the windows and made it look like they were going to, reopen. Again, Boston Market, have you eaten there? Last time I ate there, it was outrageous. We're out of food, we're running out of this, we're running out of that. You know, you need to come here earlier, sir, in the evening. Well, what time do you guys close? That's not the point. When we run out of food, we shut the door. That's what they told us in Huntington Beach, California. Goodbye. So, anyways, the point is that this place is a mess. They owe over $20 million in debt. And who knows if they're going to make it. But again, what they attribute it to is the high franchise costs, which these people have to pay these franchise fees over and over and over again when you own these franchises. There was a guy in Tustin that had a Sizzler restaurant, and he couldn't work out a deal. And this was about 15 years ago. Couldn't work out a deal with Sizzlers. So he changed the name to Lucky Seven's restaurant and refused to pay Sizzler. They ended up suing him. He lasted less than 2 months without them. So it does do some good when they advertise, but it's crazy because who knows what it's going to do. When was the last time you saw a Boston Market commercial out there? So share your thoughts on this stuff. Do you think about stuff like this? Wendy's just announced a partnership. I'm like, oh, what's Wendy's doing that's new? They just connected with Cinnabon. It's going to revolutionize breakfast. Who eats that stuff for breakfast? Do you guys sit there and eat things like that? I can't eat things like this. I mean it. I ate that quarter pounder, and I think I lost, you know, minutes of my life by eating that because it was tasted so unhealthy now compared to what they used to be. They used to be great, and now it was awful. So I don't think they're going to sponsor the channel anytime soon. Come to McDonald's, okay? Anyways, let me know what you think about this so far. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. You know, with the instability of the stock market, one day it's up, one day it's down a ton, you need to look at ways to protect your future and your retirement. The best thing to do is call number one rated Patriot Gold Group. They've been number one rated with Consumer Affairs for 7 years in a row. Call them at 888-330-1431 and find out if an IRA or 401k that's backed by physical metals is right for you. Contact them today. They will have a free investor guide for you. It's absolutely no obligation. Best in class service, number one rated for a reason. But look at what all the experts are saying, that gold could hit as high as $3,000 an ounce. Central banks are doing one thing. They are buying a ton of gold right now, and you have to look at Patriot Gold. They sell all types of metals. Contact them today. Let them know that Dan from I Allegedly sent you. It's absolutely no obligation, but contact them today. 888-330-1431. Contact them today. Couple great TikToks were sent to me where people realize how expensive things are. There is one woman who works out of her house and says, I can spend money without even leaving my house, and I get notified via text, which is very smart, when expenses hit her account. Okay? And she's like, I'm getting paid, you know, charged for Netflix for $20 a month, Hulu, all these different subscriptions that you have. Guys, I'm telling you, look at Pluto TV, look at Tubi, look at things that are free out there, and try to cut back. But look at all your subscriptions. I've told my 22-year-old son, you've got to have a budget. You've got to know what things cost in your life so that when you make a dollar more, it's your dollar. And so many people don't do this, but they sit around and think, oh, I'm being smart, I'm not spending any money, and then they're victims of these subscriptions. Great article from Mish Talk talking about how people are completely out of control when it comes to eating out. They cannot afford to eat out right now. And when they surveyed everybody, think about this. In the last year, 67.2% of the people said that they're not eating out right now. They're eating out less than ever right now. And another TikTok that was sent to me, which was great, was people are talking about how they go to restaurants in advance, or they'll look at the restaurant in advance to see what it's going to cost. And I do that all the time, okay? You know, here's the thing. We go out on a date, you know, oh, where do you want to go? Okay, you tell me, I'll meet you wherever, blah, 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 okay? I don't care where it's at, okay? But I also want to know if I'm looking at, you know, $300 a plate to walk in the door. So there's a lot of women that get to places, they go out, even with their friends, open the menu, and then film themselves leaving the place, which I don't understand the point of that. Why would you do that to yourself and say, oh, we can't afford it, we're going to get out of here? And with that, you know, they leave. So again, everybody's on a budget, and I get it, but if you're not going to eat there, look at it first. See what things cost. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, and again, it is so outrageous. If you add alcohol to anything, and that's the thing, the people in the UK said the same thing. And I'm blown away at dessert prices. It's like, oh, we've got pie, and a slice of pie, you know, is $18. Huh? For a slice of pie, $18. Okay? If you want to buy the whole pie, it's $45. $45 for a pie. Okay? Remember that, guys. So let me know, guys, what you think. Let me know if you're avoiding this, staying away from it, because so many people are doing it, but it's affecting everything. But if you don't think that these places are going to go out of business, you're kidding yourself. You really are. The reality of businesses that cannot afford to pay people and cannot afford their rent, their insurance, the electrical bill, the water, everything that goes into running a business. Oh, Dan, that stuff just included in the building. Oh, really? Okay. I was talking to a hairdresser the other day who was telling me about how when she ran her salon, the landlord never had individual meters put in for the individual businesses, so there's one meter. So he'd walk up and he goes, hey, you know, I think you used too much electricity this month. Your bill's about $300 higher than it was last month. How can that be when I had all the holidays and we were closed all these times and I took my week-long vacation? Yeah, you just used it. So don't fall victim to this stuff, guys. Don't let people scam you and say things are a certain way if they're not. Make sure they're legit, too, because you're going to see a lot of big problems. How would you like to have your boat here with the planes flying overhead? Wouldn't that be fun? So let me know what you think about all this, guys. I'm going to finish this video with this last couple stories. Just a real quick video for you this morning, but you know, when you look at the labor market, it is a real problem. Bob Nardelli, who was one of the founders of Home Depot, was on Neil Cavuto's show earlier this week, and he was talking about you're going to see these layoffs get compounded. and get worse, and it's going to transform into other industries. Oh, you think it's just not going to be, you know, the service sector like Home Depot? No, it's going to go to the restaurant industry, he said. And you're going to see more and more people have to lay off more and more people. Now, you can have automation, and you can have places like Taco Bell where you don't talk to somebody to place your order, but if you want something custom, don't plan on it, because you better go through the drive-thru and speak to a human being and not touch that ridiculous screen, because you're never going to get it done. So there's that. There is a running list of restaurants, and this is, you can go to patch.com, you can go to laeater.com, and I've got some of the stories below about the running list of restaurants that are going out of business in California and all over the place, and this is just the beginning of this. So, you know, it's very sad that these people are going to lose their jobs, but I feel sorry for everybody. I feel sorry for the community. I feel sorry for the business owners. I feel sorry for the workers, the, you know, the suppliers that supply these people with things that are going to get stiffed. I mean, it's terrible, guys. It really is. So you haven't seen anything yet. Don't forget to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. Make sure you're part of the email list, because one's going out in the next day. So sign up for that. The link is below. And if you have any questions, onward and upward, guys. I will see you very soon. Email me at hello@iallegedly.com. Thank you so much for being here, guys.